Okay, let's get that bag. How you doing?
Dr. Roseanne Cook is making a house call to a longtime patient. 90-year-old Louise Stallworth suffers from a leg ulcer as she recuperates from a fall. She is one of the physician's biggest fans.
I talk about it all the time. They said, Dr. Cook, I said, that's the best. If you need to go somewhere, she'll let you know.
Cook is a nun who has worked as a college professor in Missouri. But at age 40, she decided to become a doctor. Another nun recruited her to a medical clinic in Pineapple nearly 30 years ago. And now, a decade past retirement age, she's still here.
Being a physician, you are trying to heal and to help people to feel better and to live a better life and to be able to function better in every way. Being a nun or a sister, that's part of our main focus in life, is to bring the Lord's healing to folks. They come together very nicely.
Cook estimates 60% of her patients lack health insurance and 90% are at or below the poverty line. The area lacks industry other than a timber company, but Cook sees other reasons for the harsh economy.
I think a lot of it stems from poor education and from people not thinking that life can be any better. I think there's a lack of real willingness to go out and to seek other things if it's not readily available right here where they live.
Cook usually sees up to 25 patients a week in her clinic. Most suffer from chronic diseases such as diabetes or high blood pressure. While that may be routine for a doctor, one incident left her convinced she has divine backing for her work. Cook was on her way to the clinic in 2011 when she was pistol-whipped, abducted, and shot by two men she thought were stranded on a road outside of town.
So they drove me into the woods and knocked me out and threw me in the trunk of the car and then shot 5 rounds of bullets into the trunk. And God didn't want me to die. Imagine that.
4 of 5 bullets missed her. A 5th grazed her cheek. She eventually clawed her way out of the trunk through the back seat of the car. The robbery only enhanced her faith in God and her commitment to the people of Pineapple. Sharon Blackman is a nurse at the clinic. She marvels at Cook's attitude.
One of the most wonderful things about working with Dr. Cook is that she has a heart for the people and for her patients. And she's very easy to talk to, and she also takes time to listen to their problems.
Like many rural areas, Wilcox County is medically underserved. That concerns Cook, but she thinks a solution could come in how doctors are selected.
Your medical schools need to be more careful and who they admit to medical schools. Find out really if they're interested in serving in the communities that they've come from, whether they're willing to go back to the rural areas, doing more recruiting of people that are interested in living in areas that are less populated.
We're going to head on our way then.
Okay.
Back at the house call, Louise Stallworth's leg is healing well.
Both sores have nice pink ulcers in there, which means that there's blood getting to it, and that's going to be able to heal it then. You're going to do all right.
All right. Thank
you. You got a good spunk to you.
Yeah, I'm going to walk.
With that, Dr. Roseanne Cook heads to the next patient, continuing her mission to the rural poor. For WBHM, I'm Nathan Turner, Jr.